I once was told by a teacher that it was a good idea to abbreviate the name to make it appear as a boy's. I have heard guys talk about women in grotesque terms. I read, watch, and listen, and am taught about the struggles of women. I am sat here to wonder how much sexism must I fight. Take these sayings and see it occurring to yourself while remembering that these are the least of the world's prejudices against women. Malala states, he said that the Taliban had even banned women from laughing out loud or wearing white shoes, as white was a color that belonged to men. Women were being locked up and beaten just for wearing nail varnish. I shivered when he told me such things. Even when atrocities like this happen, we must be brave. As she states, I read my books like Anna Karenina and the novels of John Austen and trusted in my father's words. Malala is as free as a bird. Hello, today we will be discussing women's rights. I'm here interviewing my mom. In what ways have you faced sexism?
Okay, in my profession, as an x-ray tech, I deal with doctors and nurses and other professionals. And I've noticed that the men in power in this setting, primarily physicians, have to give instructions and directions to those of us in the operating room and in other settings. And there's opportunities for communicating things to others that it seems that with the women, they tend to speak to them in a more respectful manner. Not all of them, but there have been some cases where the women are treated with disrespect. They're more likely to get yelled at or criticized, and then even a severe case, cussed at, and it got so bad in one case that I had to take it to another superior to make sure that it was dealt with. A liaison was brought in to kind of control this behavior. But a lot of us noticed that this bad behavior was directed at women, and the men doing the same exact job that had the same status as I and others, or even had been there, had less experience than we did, the men were treated with more respect and were communicated with in a more professional manner. So,
in what way have you dealt with sexism? Because I know it can be hard for many people, mm-hmm. and I wanted to encourage others by letting them hear your story.
Mm-hmm. Well, the temptation is to just avoid the bad situation, but you have to stand up for yourself. And I think it's just taken for granted that men are going to be more likely to fight back or yell back, and so they just don't bully the men in the same way they bully the women. So you have to, in your profession or in your life, you have to kind of go into situations knowing that you may have to deal with that as a woman. You may just be treated with less respect just because you're a woman, and be prepared to fight for it. So in this case, I went and talked to my boss, and others did also, and eventually some change was made, but we had to fight for it. The men didn't have to fight for it. so you can be prepared to talk to that person, which is hard when they're your superior or somebody above you. It's difficult to stand up for yourself, but there should be, in many situations, HR departments or others, you're, you know, someone that you can go and ask for help. But you're going to have to just be prepared to stand up for yourself at times when men don't have to do that. So,
thank you for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
I believe that all mankind is equal, as it states in the U.S. Constitution. Even though we have different roles in life, one is not higher than the other. A lawyer and a farmer both help solve situations. One is legal and the other is survival. So aren't men and women the same? From Wales Online, she became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Amelia Earhart is one of my heroes because she teaches me that a woman can be whoever she wants to be. As it states, the landmark journey made headlines across the globe and also secured Earhart's position as an inspirational figure for generations of women. Malala. A man goes out to work. He earns a wage. He comes back home. He eats. He sleeps. That's what he does. Are men thinking earning money and ordering around others is where power lies? They don't think power is in the hands of the women who take care of everyone all day long and give birth to their children. So I say, be brave, be who you want. Learn about new cultures, follow your own, but the most important thing, just be yourself.